Morning Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
To get Lisa Newell on, the editor for the Gulf Breeze News. Lisa, thanks for joining us here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, good morning, Bobby. Good to hear your voice again.
Yeah, it's good to be back. So what is going on in the Gulf Breeze News this week that we need to know about?
Well, I was kind of shocked to find out today that it's August 1st. How did that happen? I just don't understand. Yeah. And that means that so many things are happening right now. Suddenly we're into high gear. With, of course, we have our election season coming up. One of the big issues that's going is the City Council of Gulf Breeze has four seats that are in a play. The mayor, Terry Fitch, is stepping down. Tom Nail is not seeking re-election. J.B. Schluter, who is one of the council members, has announced that he is going to run for mayor. And then we have got Brittany Simpson, who took over for Todd Torgerson. Her seat is also up for re-election because she just finished out Todd's term. So there are four seats up for grabs. We do have an announcement that there's one person who has filed or expressed their intention to run, and that is Tim Burr. So that means there's quite a bit of opportunity available on the Gulf Breeze City Council this year. And that job pays a whopping $1 per year. So.
Oh, really?
You're not going to get wealthy doing that job, but it's more of a volunteer position. But so far, they've been very fortunate to constantly have, you know, enough people who want to do the job to take care of the city.
I didn't realize it only paid a dollar. I'd never heard that before. So I wonder why they're doing any kind of compensation.
Kind of a shock.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, so it's kind of crazy. We also have a story about the Pensacola State College. Every year they do a production, and they invite all the kids from all the area schools or homeschools to participate. And so they really don't know until they see how many people show up what kind of a production to do. So they kind of keep it to where they have lots of roles for people to do all kinds of things. And there are two Gulf Breeze kids who are in there taking some of the bigger roles. But it's a great opportunity for anyone who has any interest in theater to just get involved and meet some other kids from around the area and, you know, to put on a production. So this is the last weekend that we're going to have that play. So I encourage anyone who wants to go to get their tickets. It's at, the play is State Fair. So I've heard of that play many times. So it's going to be fun. Another story we're working on is we're so proud to announce that Santa Rosa School District got another A. They improved in a lot of different areas, and so, of course, that is always good news to hear that your school system is doing well. And also, they are the envy of a lot of other school districts, so congratulations to everyone who make that happen, our administrators, teachers, parents, and don't forget the students. They're the ones who actually took the test, so they did a great job.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're the ones that have to still do it.
That's right. You've heard of therapy dogs, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever heard of a therapy cat? Therapy cat.
No. Sounds like scary therapy.
Yeah, most cats are kind of skittish, but this cat is very unique. He is a Maine Coon. They are very large. This cat weighs 18 and a half pounds. It's 49 inches long. I mean, that is a giant cat. And his owner, Wayne Epley, has been taking him around to different areas for senior citizens and hospitals and things like that so that this cat can just love on people. It's a very, very loving, loving cat. And it just gives everybody so much joy. It's through a program called Love on a Leash. And it's just a really interesting story to see this beautiful cat. And when you see the pictures in the paper of people holding this cat, it looks like a toddler. It's a very large cat.
Wow.
And apparently a very sweet natured cat. Yes. So that's
so it's more like a big stuffed animal that happens to move. That's what it sounds like.
It has, you know, the
and purr, that's right, yeah.
And all that stuff. So yeah, it's a really, really cool. Of course, we do have cats.
But Lisa, we gotta get a traffic report here real quick. We'll come back here and give us the last couple of things you got going on. So let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Austin.
All right. Luckily, it seems like I can keep it brief here. We do have some backups on Pensacola Boulevard if you're traveling southbound towards Burgess Road. Also have a little bit of backups on I-10 if you're traveling eastbound, passing over Palafox Street and approaching I-110. Outside of those couple spots, though, there's not too much holding you up at this time. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives. Bobby?
All right. Lisa, what's the last couple things we got in the Gulf Breeze News this week?
Well, so school is starting on the 12th, but that means that right now there is a school, there's a tax-free holiday for shopping. Also, I believe that the seniors are going to be painting their parking spaces at the high school. And, of course, football season is also starting its practices, so that's another exciting part. We do have Splash Inside. Splash is our monthly entertainment magazine, shopping, dining,
that's right.
Fishing, everything to do with these big calendar events. So look inside there. There's some great stories about fishing, about right now the reef donkeys are biting, which is the amberjack. And also there's a new living museum that has opened in Beulah right by the Navy Federal Campus. And you have to get reservations to go there. So it's really cool. I would definitely want to put that on my list as something to do. But lots of other things are in Splash as well. And, of course, we just get ready to enjoy the last few weeks of summer because when school starts, it seems like everything gets really, really busy.
Well, so once again, Lisa, where can people pick up the Gulf Breeze News?
So Gulf Breeze News is available at a lot of different restaurants, shops, visitor centers, gas stations. We also encourage you to read it online. We are online at news.gulfbreezenews.com. You can subscribe there and have it delivered to your home every week. And, of course, Splash is all over from the State Line Visitor Center all the way to Navarre. And so that's free to pick up all throughout the month. And we are looking forward to a great month of lots of fun. And I just hope to see everyone in the breeze.
All right. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. That's Lisa Newell, Gulf Breeze News. You can check him out right there online. Let's go ahead and get a quick break. We come back here. We got headlines with David Wayne over in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
As we struggle to meet our monthly expenses, our county commissioners throw our tax dollars away. It is true that they are spending millions of dollars in legal expenses for silly legal challenges. That's because they're making decisions in back rooms, and it's time for a change. Vote Steve Stroberger, County Commissioner, District 1.
Paid political advertisement by Steve Stroberger, Republican for County Commissioner, District 1. Why service your firearms? Well, here's why. Regular cleaning and maintenance isn't just about keeping your firearm accurate.
It's about ensuring they operate reliably when you need them most. When it comes to firearms, Jim's is the trusted choice. They consistently deliver top-notch service to keep your guns in peak condition. So swing by Jim's Firearms and discover why they're the industry's go-to experts. Stay safe. Stay accurate. Visit Jim's Firearms today. Located at the corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento, near the back gate of NAS, or online at jimsfirearms.net.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Okay, but Andrew is off today. If you'd like to weigh in, he'll be back again tomorrow, so don't worry. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. I got a couple other stories I'm hoping to talk about, but first, let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom for some headlines.
Well, Americans Paul Whelan and Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich are going to be released by Russia as part of a prisoner swap with the U.S. and other countries this morning.
We understand that those prisoners, whoever they may be, are soon expected to be in U.S. custody, according to a U.S. official. And that prisoner swap is underway, unclear what stage it is at this point.
And Gershkovich had been sentenced to 16 years in prison by Russia. He was found guilty of espionage there. The Wall Street Journal and the U.S. government both said he was wrongfully imprisoned. Whelan also in custody since 2018 on an espionage charge in Russia. The swap reportedly involving two Russian spies who had posed as Argentinian citizens and arrested in Slovenia in 2022. Bobby, have you seen that new video that's popped up in the last day or so from the Trump assassination attempt in Butler?
No, I don't think so. Which one are you talking about?
Well, it's raising some questions on how exactly Thomas Crooks was not stopped by a Secret Service sniper before taking the shots at Donald Trump. The video, it's all over X if you look for it. It clearly shows Thomas Crooks was visible from the stands. It was filmed from right behind Trump in the stands behind him. And you could clearly see Thomas Crooks running across the entirety of that roof. Very visible.
Wow.
And it was apparently filmed by James Copenhaver, who was one of the people that was actually shot and has, I guess, since recovered during that incident. But it's kind of an interesting thing there, you know, because a lot of the reports have said, well, he wasn't visible. They didn't have a clear look at him or whatever. But this video kind of saying otherwise. Also, Trump was in Pennsylvania yesterday for a rally in Harrisburg last night. Trump had said earlier this week, I believe, that he was going to be doing another rally in Butler to honor Corey Campiator, or Camperator. But so far, I just checked on that. No date has been set for the second Butler rally.
All right. Going back to that prisoner exchange thing. So it sounds like Paul Whelan and the Wall Street Journal reporter have already been like released, like they're already being transit, but we just don't know. But we just don't know if there's a who we're giving in exchange for them yet, because I know one of the big things that we had before was they wanted like this guy. He was like he was this major arms dealer. Remember? This Russian guy that we're holding in our prisons, he's like
right.
Major arms dealer, and they wanted him in exchange for Paul Whelan. We're like, dude, we're not going to give you like this major arms dealer in exchange for a guy who's innocent. And they're like, no, he's not innocent. We believe that he is a spy for you guys. He's a former Marine, all sorts of stuff like that. And so they've always doubled down. So it makes me wonder now, like, what are we giving them, especially when they're in the midst of a war with Ukraine? You know,
right.
We don't want to be giving them this major arms dealer while they're in the midst of a war with Ukraine.
Well, what we've seen so far is two Russian spies, apparently, that were arrested in Slovenia a couple of years ago. But there could be more than that. It's tough to tell yet. Nothing's been confirmed.
Okay. All right. Well, so at least it's a big, you know, Russian arms dealer or something like that. So kind of crazy. All right. Thanks, David. Appreciate it. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Austin. Go ahead, Austin.
Well, looking at the roads here, we do have some backups developing on Caroline Street. That's Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound, coming from Glover Lane and approaching Avalon Boulevard, but that doesn't look too severe at this time. Also, still have very minor congestion on I-10 if you are traveling eastbound towards I-110. Outside of those couple spots, though, there's not much holding you up at this time. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives.
So another big story that is hitting today that has international consequences is KSM, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. He is the mastermind behind 9/11, or alleged mastermind behind 9/11. And the United States has reached a plea deal with him and two other defendants, according to the Defense Department. 27 months of negotiations has been going on, and now they have a pretrial agreement. With their, I don't know. I guess I'm a little surprised that this is still going. Like, I thought he was just locked away in a hole somewhere and we never see him ever again. I thought, like, what? Okay. So I guess the men pled guilty to all the charges, according to the release, which is the murder of 2,976 people listed on the charging sheet. And I don't understand what, like, so they're taking a plea to be guilty in exchange for what? I don't know. That's what their agreement is, and that they will do that. So they're going to do that next week, apparently. So I guess what it does is it keeps them from having a death penalty trial. That's what they're doing. So they're pleading guilty in order to not get the death penalty. So, man, that's kind of just bizarre to me. Like, we're still talking about KSM? Okay. Here's an interesting story that was spreading like wildfire yesterday. We talked about it a little bit last night on Pensacola Right Now, Austin and I. Lululemon, which I got to admit, I do not understand the infatuation with Lululemon. I don't understand. I don't get it. I didn't even know what Lululemon was until like a year and a half ago. And I was talking about some story about Lululemon. I'm like, what is this thing? And started getting all these texts. It's the spandex stuff. It's not spandex. What is it called?
Like yoga
Austin,
pants?
Help me out. What?
Yoga pants?
Yoga pants. Yeah, they're like yoga pants and leggings and things like that. And I was like, okay, there's a company that makes those. I just thought you like pick them up at Costco or Sam's Club or Walmart or something. I don't know. And well, apparently Lululemon is like I guess it's a higher end brand of the yoga pants and the legging stuff. So they came out with some new leggings called the Breeze Through. It came out just July 9th, brand spanking new. The Breeze Throughs, which sounds horrible, first of all. I'm not going to be wearing anything called the Breeze Through. It just feels like I'm going to be like walking around and feeling like I'm naked. No, thank you.
Well, to be fair, they weren't made for you, I'm sure.
Oh, it wasn't made for me?
Are
you trying to sex shame that I can't wear Lululemons?
Hey, you're more than welcome to wear them. You're gonna be getting some looks though.
For all you know, I walk around with Lululemons all the time.
Yeah, we'll see why they're called Breeze Through when Bobby starts wearing them. Golly.
I obviously can't even say I wear Lululemons without laughing. I had to shut my mic off for a second. So, all right. So they came out with this new Breeze Through leggings on July 9th. And already, as of yesterday, they've pulled them off the shelves. They've canceled them because there were so complaints from women about the negative look of these Lululemon Breeze Through leggings. The negativeness is, I guess, on the back, there's a seam. There's a deep seam with a Y-shaped band on the pants. So there has a V-shaped band on the front of the with no seam. So V-shaped band on the front, and on the back, a big Y-shaped band on the pants. And women complained it was giving them long butt. What?
Yeah, I've never heard that complaint before.
Yeah, a long butt. One of the users said, I'm not a fan of the long butt look, as I think it makes your butt look flatter. So I guess that's, yesterday you were asking Austin, like, what's the complaint with long butt? Apparently it makes you look like you have a flat butt.
And I have heard that. People will complain about that.
Okay, yes, they don't want the, it doesn't contour your body correctly, apparently. So they've had to pull them off the shelves because, by the way, I got to say this again. Captain Longbutt sounds like an amazing pirate name. Arr there, baby. Okay. I'm Captain Longbutt. What, no?
No.
Is it too early for that?
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lillian Wu. It could be the biggest U.S.-Russia prisoner swap since the Cold War.
Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich and former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan are understood to have been released by Russia. Both were convicted of espionage charges they and the U.S. government strongly denied. Now a large-scale prisoner swap is underway. Details are scarce and neither government is commenting on the record. But negotiations on this deal have been going on for some time.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage. And the number of Americans applying for a first-time jobless help rose to the highest level in nearly a year. It was 249,000. But details of the report show they may not be that alarming. It's part of the increase tied to an annual auto plant shutdown. This is a Fox News alert.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It's 81 right now. Well, tragedy strikes again for the family of senior airman Roger Fortson, who was shot to death by a now-fired Okaloosa County deputy back in May. His teenage brother is now dead after a shooting in DeKalb County, Georgia. This week, investigators say Andre Fortson was part of a group that was arguing with another group when both of those groups then began shooting at each other. Andre was 16 years old. Starting to learn more about these security policies in place at the Wedgewood Community Center, this after that tragic shooting last weekend. The neighborhood association that subleases the community center for events says they do require security for large events with at least 100 people in attendance. But that basketball game last Sunday night did not meet the requirements.
The basketball game that was here Sunday evening, it wasn't over 100 people, maybe between 30 and 40 people. So no security was required.
And that is Wedgewood Community Association Vice Chair Deborah Lawrence. She says there was another game earlier in the day that did have security on hand, but the shooting happened outside of the community center where a group was apparently holding a dice game at the pavilion. Seven people were shot, two young men who died, and one of the victims was an 11-year-old child. There was an update today on that tropical wave that's heading towards Florida. The National Hurricane Center says it could potentially develop into a tropical depression as soon as this weekend. That projected path could really put it about anywhere on the eastern Gulf Coast or towards the eastern side of the Florida Peninsula. The system currently producing some showers and thunderstorms over Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Northern Leeward Islands. The National Hurricane Center has given that system about a 60% chance of development next week. United and Delta Airlines are now canceling their flights to Tel Aviv.
The move was announced Wednesday amid rising tensions between Israel and Iran. United Airlines says it will suspend all service to Tel Aviv until further notice, citing security reasons. A spokesperson for Delta says their suspension will run through August 2nd due to ongoing conflict in the region. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Thank you, Mark. And seeing some breaking news this morning that a woman was shot last night in Escambia County. She was shot in the leg. That happened last night on Walnut Avenue near Ensley Street. The sheriff's office says the incident was a dispute that then escalated into a shooting. That woman's been taken to the hospital for her injuries, but no other details to report at the moment on that. And judge has sided with Florida in a Title IX dispute. A federal appeals court yesterday siding with Florida and three other states that had filed a motion to block a new Title IX rule from taking effect today. That rule would have extended Title IX's legal protections to gender identity. Currently, Title IX bans discrimination based on sex. It is 8:34 at News Radio Pensacola, just a few seconds shy, but let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Austin.
Well, looking at the roads here, doesn't appear to be too much going on. We may have some busy intersections at, let's see here, Brent Lane and Palafox Street, and also Brent Lane and North Davis Highway, but there that's nothing too severe. We did have some backups also on I-10 if you're traveling eastbound towards I-110. That backup is still residing a bit, but it hasn't really been too severe and has decreased since we last checked on it. And then it may just be a little bit of backups on Caroline Street. That's Highway 90 if you're traveling eastbound, passing Glover Lane and approaching Avalon Boulevard. Outside of those few spots, though, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up at this time. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to have a chance of some scattered showers and thunderstorms today. 40% chance of rain. Temperatures getting hot in the afternoon. Heat advisory in place. Highs near 94 degrees, feeling like the triple digits. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 79. Keeping the hot and humid forecast around on Friday with a high near 94, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, we've got 81 degrees in Pensacola, 83 in Gulf Breeze, 84 in Milton, and the heat index at about 95 across the area. And taking a look at the markets for this morning at the opening bell, the Dow is up 188 at 41.31. The S&P up 26 points at 55.48. The NASDAQ up 58 points at 17.656. 10-year bond rate down a bit at 4.0%, 4.008% to be accurate there. And gold price is up 26.30 today, $24.99.30. Silver price is up 30 cents at $29.24. Crypto, Bitcoin is down 11.21.81 this morning at 64.474.60, and the rest of the crypto market following suit and is down as well. Federal Reserve leaving their interest rates unchanged. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the central bank is aware of the difficulties Americans are facing because of inflation. Rates have been in the same range for about the past year now as they're trying to lower inflation to the goal of 2%. Many investors believe rate cuts are likely for September. Boeing naming Kelly Ortberg as its new president and CEO. Ortberg is a former executive with aerospace company Rockwell Collins. She'll take over the job on August 8th. And extreme heat across the country is likely to translate into higher prices for produce. Higher growing costs due to the extreme heat will soon be converted over to shoppers paying higher prices for fruits and vegetables. The good news, though, consumers aren't likely to see higher prices for the rest of this summer as contracts with distributors are generally worked out in advance. It is 8:37. Our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts with Ferris Health Partners, Monday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your health care costs. Find the right insurance products that best fits the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement or are looking for options now. They will be taking your calls and questions Monday at 9 with Ferris Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I'm Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools. I've served as a teacher, assistant principal, principal, director of federal programs, and now as superintendent, I lead 3,100 educators as they serve our 29,000 students. Our children and the taxpayers of Santa Rosa County deserve a superintendent who has a successful track record and experience. So on August 20th, vote to re-elect Dr. Karen Barber for Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
Celanese Pensacola's specialty elastomers manufacturing plant in Cantonment is hiring production and packaging operators. The Celanese plant is a 24-hour facility offering competitive pay and benefits, including health, 401k, and vacation. Must be able to work rotating shifts, weekends, holidays, and mandatory overtime. Apply online at Celanese.com. That's CELANESE.com by August 18th, 2024. Celanese is an equal opportunity employer.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
There you go. It's time for our food fight. Except it's not food. It's gonna be. I mean, maybe it's food. Depends on what the topic is. Sometimes it can be. It can be food. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew McKay here on Pensacola Morning News, and he'll be back again tomorrow. He just had to leave a little bit early today. All right. So here's the thing. Here's the topic. It is August now, and every August we have the annual Florida Python Challenge. The Florida Python Challenge. You can register to be a Python hunter for $25 with the state, and you do have to have a you have to take a class. It's a free training, and then you have to pass the training with like 85% on the quiz. All right, so this is where our frivolous topic comes in. Part of the training is how to humanely kill the python. All right, and so. I'm sorry. That sounds like an oxymoron. Kill. Just the two words together. Humanely kill. It's an oxymoron. But go ahead and just text in 850-437-1620. How do you humanely kill a python? If you're gonna be a python hunter in the Florida Python Challenge, how do you humanely kill the python? 850-437. I'm afraid of the answers. 850-437-1620, though.
I'm hopeful.
If you want to go.
I'm hopeful that there is going to be someone like with the know-how on how to actually humanely do it. So I'm
yeah, I don't know necessarily how to humanely do it. I just know how to kill them.
That's the thing. I think everybody has like the universal way of killing snakes, which is just with a shovel. At least in my experience.
Oh, the shovel.
Yeah.
Yeah, the shovel method.
That's how.
Now I'm picturing a bunch of python hunters down in the Everglades, walking around with shovels over their shoulder, just humming along a song.
Walking around, looking down at the ground. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing. Like exactly. My dad, my grandmother on his side had to do it. It's like a generational thing. It's been passed down. The shovel slaughter. That's
the shovel slaughter.
That's how we do it.
I can't read that text.
Oh yeah.
It's very good.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Like, see, 38 special loaded with snake shot in to the head. Like, see, that doesn't sound too humane though. There's no way it's less barbaric than the shovel.
I don't know. Humane. I mean, what's the humane way to kill something?
I think the humane.
I'm still laughing at the other thing.
I think the humane thing. Well, go ahead.
Here's the text. I figured out a way to read the text. Beep. I would beep myself. There you go.
Yes. That's
the radio edit of the text.
I will say though, I think the humane thing here is to just like make sure the snake doesn't suffer. That's really all the humane stuff you can do. So I mean, I don't know if you're a good shot. Maybe the 38 special thing will kind of come in handy.
So 38 special with snake shot to the head. All right. So that's the frivolous question. 850-437-1620. How do you humanely kill a python if you're part of the python challenge? Like you're in the python hunt That's happening August till August 18th. I think it starts next week and it goes through August 18th. While you're texting in your answers for that, let me give you a medal update from the Olympics. 31 medals now for the United States of America. We lead all nations when it comes to number of medals. France comes in number two at 26, and then China comes in at 21. But China is leading when it comes to gold medals. 11 gold. France and Japan have 8. Australia, 7. We finally just got another gold, so we're tied with Great Britain and Korea with 6 total gold medals. And I had somebody texting earlier. They were upset because they don't like that all the rankings of, like, the Paris Olympics, Olympics.com, it ranks, like, number one is based on how many golds you win, not based on total number of medals. And they were saying that bothers them because it should be total number of medals is how you should rank number one, not based on golds. I do understand this, though, because, for example, the United States, we have like 600 participants, and New Zealand has like 5, you know, or Azerbaijan or whatever has like 3 participants. So they're never going to be number one because they don't have enough participants to do it. Like, you know, it's like a numbers game. Like, you get enough people participating, you're going to end up having more medals than other people. So I get that's why they're doing it based on the gold on that one. Also, right now going on is, I was going to say archery, but no, it looks like it just ended. So we got boxing, women's boxing is going on, and canoe slalom is going on right now as well. Canoe slalom. I didn't know you could slalom a canoe. That sounds disgusting. All right, back to our frivolous topic here. Actually, first let's get traffic on the fives, then I'll come back and read your text. What's the humane way to kill a python if you're part of the Python Hunter Challenge?
All right, looking at the roads here, doesn't appear to be too much going on. We may have some backups developing if you're traveling northbound on Palafox towards and passing to Hard Drive. Outside of that one spot, though, there's not too much on the roads looking severe at this time. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives. I will say I'm looking at the texts here. It does seem like the consensus is to use a gun. That's what it's looking like to me. Someone just sent a photo of, like, a marksman rifle, it seems. Are you seeing that on your end?
Yeah. Yep. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
that gun doesn't look too humane, but I don't know. As I said, maybe if you're a good enough shot, maybe that'll work out for you.
That's a sniper. It's like a sniper setup.
Yeah.
So I think what their idea on that is, I'm staying far away from the python. So the humane part is protecting yourself. What this image is telling me, because this is a long distance rifle. And so the humane part of how do you humanely kill it? It's like I stay far away from the python as I possibly can when I shoot it. that's funny. So the Python Florida Python Challenge is open registration now. The registration just opened up today, and it's going to be going from February 9th through the 18th. And you do have to, it's like $25 to register. They have novice as well as professional categories. And it's a $10,000 prize to whoever kills the most pythons. But part of the training you're required to do is how do you humanely kill the python? I'm like, that just sounds like an oxymoron to me. So a couple other texts here. Well, on swamp hunters, you know, you shoot them. Elizabeth, shoot them. You know, just shoot them in the head. Okay, that's on swamp hunters. All right. Texture here is female python hunters need to choke it. And then let's see here. According to the rules, air guns and captive bolts. Oh, you're reading the rules? Come on. You're killing me. But yes, let's read the rules. Air guns and captive bolts may be used to humanely kill pythons at any time, day or night. Okay, so air guns or captive. First of all, some air guns are not going to be able to kill a python. Depends on how big the python is. Here it says, if you watch an episode of Swamp People, they kill gators with a big rifle. Imagine it's the same. And there's, you know, there. yeah, here's another one. I believe the best way to humanely kill the python is kill the python before it kills you. That sounds the correct way to do it to me. Oh, my goodness. Here's another one. It just sounds stupid to worry about humanely killing the pythons. Just do it quickly. A machete or 12 gauge.
My gosh.
That's how I killed him when I was in the Philippines. So,
let me ask you this. Right, so, I don't mean to bring up any war crimes you committed in the Philippines, but did you ever kill pythons by a definition that you would say was not humane?
Yes. Mm. And I say that based on the description in here. Yeah. Because the description from the Florida, so the official method, the humane method is two ways to do it. Either one, the application of a tool, so any tool, could be a machete, could be a gun, anything, an application of a tool that should immediately result in the python losing consciousness. Or number two, immediately and substantially destroying the python's brain. Mm. So basically, even if it's not dead yet, as long as it's not conscious that it's writhing in pain, then it's okay.
Hey, this person's from my neck of the woods. Kill them like my grandma did with a garden hoe and chop, chop, chop. There you go. Or a square-headed shovel. That
the
works.
Shovel method. Right. Yeah. So I could just see people out there just walking around the swamps with shovels and walking around the swamp with hoes. But yeah, so so based on that method there, I mean, I killed probably 6 giant pythons in the Philippines when I lived there. And we always skinned them and ate them and stuff like this, which weird story. I'd be skinning them and the Filipinos would come over and go, "What are you going to do with the gallbladder?" I'm like, "I'm going to throw it in the river. What do you think I'm going to do with the gallbladder?" And like, "Can I have it?" And I'm like, "Okay." They were like, "What are you going to do with the heart?" I'm like, "I'm going to throw it in the tree, like throwing it out." And they're like, "Can I have it?" I'm like, "What is wrong with you people?" Like, they wanted all the weird stuff. I'm like, "I just want the meat. I don't want all the weird stuff on the inside." So, here's another one. You take out that sucker from over a mile away. Yeah, that's exactly what I was suspecting. All right, we got to get a quick break. We'll come back here. We got future news to wrap it up right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Wave Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wave Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to wavemenshealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. Wavemenshealth.com. Book your appointment now.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
On September 11th, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Yes, now it's time for future news right here on Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Andrew's off. I'm Bobby Rossi. So for future news, one of the questions I had was Navarre is looking to build a new bridge. And yesterday or the other day, Andrew was doing a moderating a debate between different candidates, and it kept coming up. How are you going to pay for the new bridge if not with a toll? So the question is will the new bridge have a toll, Austin?
Yes, it will.
Okay.
when we were discussing it earlier, it sounded like that was like the consensus. It was more a matter of we don't know how much it's going to be, and you know we don't want to commit to a number on that yet. But it seems like it's just a matter of how much, not whether or not it's going to be.
I agree with that as well. Then the other question is, with that storm in the Atlantic that's headed towards Florida and possibly into the Gulf, will that become a tropical depression? First question.
I hope not. I'm sure it looks like it will.
This is future news. You got to give me the future news.
Buster. Well, it won't.
You're wrong. It's gonna turn into a tropical depression, but it won't be a hurricane. It's just gonna be a tropical depression, and it probably will not hit us. Like we'll get rain and stuff from it, but it's probably gonna go in. It'll like fizzle out after it hits Miami area, is what I think. And final future news question: will Kamala Harris change her racial identity again? Just kidding. I'm just joking. I'm just kidding. Oy vey. That was a big old thing from yesterday. If you missed it, former President Trump was at the black something, and they were talking about supporting black issues, black causes, things like this. And then he brings up Kamala Harris and says, "I didn't even know she was black until recently. She just changed her identity," and that's got a lot of people very upset at him making those statements. So there you go. By the way, I do have to read this. We were talking about the Florida Python challenge is going on. August 9th, and you can register today for it. So our frivolous topic was, how do you humanely kill a python? Because that's part of the rules. You have to humanely kill one. And we got this text in here that made me laugh. And it just says simply, you spit on it.
Okay.
I just don't know why it makes me laugh, but it does.
I mean, Bobby, you're aware of this. I have you cued when we go to break, so I can hear you if you need to tell me something. And that's the thing. So I just, in my headphones, I hear nothing but your feed. And then out of nowhere, I just hear, I hear like a little wheeze laugh. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, good Lord.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was good. Got another one that says, I had a 16-foot one mistake my hand for a rabbit one time. Nasty but non-lethal grab bite. When I was in the Philippines, all right, quick story here to wrap it up. When I was in the Philippines, I killed a lot of pythons. I ate them and killed some iguanas, all kinds of different things to eat. And I was starving. But at one point, somebody tells me that if I get a smaller python, I can tame it and keep it as a pet. And I thought that'd be pretty cool. What do you got to do? He goes, it's fine. He goes, you just got to grab it like by the head or the neck. And then get somebody to grab it by the tail, and you just kind of pull it and straighten it. You don't like hurt it, but it's enough that they realize you're the boss. I was like, oh, okay, cool. Sounds like, I'll try it. So next time I came across a python, a farmer dropped one off, because whenever they find them like in the fields, they would catch them, and then they'd like bring them to me and be like, can you kill this so we can eat it? And I'm like, okay. And so we'd have like this big feast, and then so I get this rice sack. I open it up. I see this python in there. I'm like, okay, so I'm going to try to keep this one as a pet. The next day, I pull it out of the rice sack, and it ended up being way bigger than I thought it was. Way bigger. because he was telling me, like, take a baby snake. This thing is, like, I don't know, 3 foot long. So it's not huge, especially for a python, but bigger than what I wanted to, like, be dealing with. But as soon as I dumped him out, he's fast little baby snake. So I'm having to like chase him around the house. Cause yes, I dropped him down on the ground in the house. Cause I thought, you know, I was 20 years old. Okay. And so I'm like chasing him around. I try to grab him behind his neck, which is where you grab a snake, right? You've seen movies and TV shows and stuff.
Sure.
I grab him behind his neck. I just missed. I was just about an inch away from where I needed to be. And his little head just turned right around and grabbed me on my thumb. Mm. And I just remember just letting go of the snake, holding my hand up, and this python is just hanging from the meat of my thumb, and it won't let go. And I kept trying to like wiggle my hand and stuff, and finally just snapped him like a whip, and he finally let go. But yeah, it's just even that small 3-foot snake, it was a nasty bite. They got some, like, needle teeth. Anyway, you'll get normal stories tomorrow when Andrew McKay comes back. I'm Bobby Rossi.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.